Flux FM. Musiknerds, aufgepasst, jetzt kommt was für euch. Bei mir im Studio ist, wie schon angekündigt, Olga Baczynska. Sie ist Gründerin von Listening Get Together. Das ist eine Eventreihe der etwas anderen Art. Die Idee hinter dem Event ist tatsächlich die, die man sich schon denken kann. Man hört gemeinsam Musik und diskutiert auch über die gehörten Platten. Wie so ein Abend genau aussieht, das verrät mir jetzt Olga selbst. Hallo nochmal.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
Cool. So let's do the History Channel thing real quick. How did these sessions start up? How did you get the idea to listen to an entire record with some people in a room?
Well, in 2011, around summertime, a new record by Beirut came out. It was the Riptide.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that a lot of us, friends of mine, they were talking about the record, but we haven't actually been able to talk about it together as a group. And then like a light flickered and I thought, wouldn't it be cool to do something like this?
Yeah.
And then it took a few months, but then with the support of a magazine that doesn't exist anymore, iCreates,
mm-hmm.
I set up the event and that's how it started. That was in 2011.
Cool. And did you realize back then that it was the time to connect with music in the old school way again? Because I mean, nowadays everybody is listening to that his or her stuff individually with their headphones on, walking through town. But back in the days when all those portable devices were not there yet, you had to meet up with friends in a room and you'd be listening to that record.
So true.
Together. Did you have was that another reason for you to do it?
Absolutely. I was actually one of the reasons was to bring back that culture of listening together as a group. My parents, for example, my parents' generation, I come from Poland. And for example, in the past, they would have to buy vinyls as a group, or there would be one individual who would buy records, smuggled records.
Yeah, sure. Eastern part of Europe. That was happening all the time.
And so they would bring those records and listen to them together, drinking wine, discussing them, dancing.
Yeah.
And I grew up with a record player as well around. So I wanted to bring that back. I had a romantic idea of what it might have been like.
Cool. And how romantic are the evenings now? I mean, what's a typical evening listening, get together evening like?
What is it like?
Is it like you're listening to that really quietly and then?
Absolutely. This is like the number one rule.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has to be quiet. It doesn't always work, but actually people are more or less respectful. The people who come with the intent to come to the listening get together, they are very, very aware that they have to be quiet and they have to pay attention to the record. And the atmosphere can be, it varies. Depends on the record, obviously.
Yeah.
The record is more romantic or quiet or more instrumental. Definitely the atmosphere is a lot more gentle. People sometimes fall asleep. So it's a good place for napping for some.
Yeah.
And other times if I put something more, you know, like hip-hoppy or danceable, then the atmosphere is more alive. Yeah.
But so this time is going to be a quite, it's going to be a quiet evening.
Yeah,
it's going to be quite relaxed because you're going to be listening to the Elliott Smith LP, Either Or, his third LP.
Yes.
So it's not going to be like a feel-good evening, especially. I mean, it's going to, it's this record especially is pretty depressing, actually.
It is. but I guess I did, because what happened with this particular record, I let the public or the people who actually go to the listening get together pick the record.
Okay, cool.
They had two other choices. I'm not going to mention them right now. And they chose this record. And I was actually pleased because I have had a crazy month or so busy with work. And to be able to listen to Elliott Smith in a quiet surrounding is actually something pleasurable.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, a lot of people who don't know Elliott Smith so well actually think about the lyrics and the depressing side of the lyrics. So a lot of people love the song and the music for how it makes them feel, but not necessarily they don't go into the subject matter that is being touched upon.
It's an advantage sometimes, I think, when the artist is not singing in your mother tongue and you'll get your own associations and interpretations for that song. Sometimes they're even better than what the artist had in mind.
And
Not in this case. Elliott Smith was a genius.
Yes, I mean, yeah. And admittedly, a lot of people who do come to the listening get-together sometimes are disappointed because whether they like it or not, I might destroy their vision of the record that they had before coming to the listening, because we do get into the lyrics, and we do sometimes discuss the lyrics and the certain songs in depth, which might unfortunately destruct any form of ideas they had prior to.
And are there any people who are coming regularly and
absolutely,
who you know that they will definitely bring something into the discussion?
Because yes, I have my favorite. Yeah, absolutely. There's some musicians, a big majority of people who come regularly are either musicians, or we have a producer, a former music producer that comes, but also people who have absolutely nothing to do with any music production or creating music. And it is very important for me actually to maintain this, like make it accessible to people who don't know what bars are or nothing about notes or music writing or technical aspects of music.
Yeah, so it's a nerd evening open for non-nerds as well.
And any opinion is valid. You know, if someone doesn't know how to create music, this doesn't mean that they can't appreciate it or have an opinion that is valid.
What I find interesting is that I do have the impression that listening to an entire record, that's something that maybe younger people, or maybe some of the older people as well, they have to relearn that, to sit down and listen to an entire record. The only moment where you pause a little bit is when you turn the record over, which happens like after 30 minutes. So, I mean, for the people and the time that we live in, which is like fast, event after event, song after song, you listen to the first 10 seconds of a song, of a new song, and then you skip it because you might find another one that's even more your thing or even nicer. So do you think that some people have to relearn listening to an entire record, and is that part of your mission maybe?
Yes, it is, absolutely. I mean, a lot of like, I'm actually guilty of the same thing. I do skip songs and all this.
What?
But through the listening get together, I have actually rediscovered this. As a kid, obviously, I listened to records like for a month, 2 months, you know, like Green Day, Dookie, like every day, or Oasis, or whatever was in fashion at the time. And I remember how good it felt, and I kind of forgot about it. And to be able to do it again is actually very rewarding, and I want to show people how rewarding it can be, and that sometimes a record needs time to grow on you.
Yes, totally. I'm totally with you on that. I've had that so many times, listening to music, and you go like, oh, I don't know, this record, it's not for me. But then you forced yourself into listening to it again and again, and after like the fifth or sixth time, you go like, oh, the debut of Björk? I think it's a great record.
Yeah.
I've listened to metal until now only, but I guess I'm into Björk, you know? And this especially the debut of Björk, that was one of the records that I had to listen to over and over again until I got it. And I was like, oh, yes.
And Björk is a controversial one. A lot of people either lover or hater.
Yeah.
And I did Björk's post, and a lot of people just couldn't get past her voice, because she has a very particular way of particular vocals, and not everybody can get past that.
Yeah. And another rewarding thing about listening to an album in its entirety, and maybe again and again, is the thing that you'll find a surprise new favorite track on that record after a year or so. Then you probably like, track 8, I've never really listened to it. I always went into the kitchen when that was on, but now that's my favorite track.
And it's important also to know that to me, records are kind of like books, right?
You can't,
and not every artist obviously creates records this way, but the records that I pick are created by artists that I feel have the same approach. Yeah. And by leaving a certain track, you kind of skip a chapter, and that's not good for the whole listening experience, I believe. So that also is something to discover while you come to the sessions or you listen to records as a whole.
Yeah, and that's something that we can discuss after a song of the Elliott Smith album that you're going to be talking about tonight, because I want to talk about new trends in music and maybe the fact that some musicians don't even want to put out albums anymore, or if they do, they're not the albums that you talked about right now, which feel like books and a story that has to be told from beginning to the end. Mm-hmm. But before we talk about that, let's listen to Elliott Smith, Between the Bars. Ein Stück eben von der Platte Either Or, die morgen nochmal in voller Länge läuft, auf der Listening Get Together Session.